Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new California proposed bill violates the free speech of students. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, in California, the state assemblyman Jesse Gabriel has proposed a bill that would violate the First Amendment by forcing every student to advertise a Planned Parenthood phone number on their student identification cards. Holly, this is absolutely outrageous that they would require, not just in public schools and colleges, but also for private Christian schools, for students to carry around a Planned Parenthood phone number on their student ID card.
I know you always makes you think of the cartoons where you see, you know, someone walking around with a sandwich board on them, you know, and it says, here, get your abortion here. It's almost that ludicrous to have their phone number, you know, requiring Planned Parent to put their phone number on a student ID.
Yeah, this new proposed law, which actually goes before the committee tomorrow and for additional votes, it hasn't passed yet, and we pray that it does not make it through California. But this, again, of course, is California. You would think that they would have learned their lesson that they cannot force private individuals to carry a message of abortion that is mandated by the state. We just won a case against the state of California on behalf of the crisis pregnancy centers, in which they wanted to force these private crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion as part of their efforts to save lives. They had to promote abortion, and they had to give a phone number of where you could get free or low-cost abortions. The Supreme Court rejected that as a violation of the First Amendment, and California has had to pay substantial damages as a result of that First Amendment violation. But here they are again, and they're moving forward with a similar tactic, requiring these students, and this applies, by the way, to middle school and high school students, colleges, and get this, private Christian or private schools, private educational institutions that include Christian schools. The phone number of Planned Parenthood has to be on your student ID card that you have to carry with you as part of your ID.
Well, you know, Matt, we've also learned as we defend Sandra Merritt out there against Planned Parenthood that many of these legislators also have their hands in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. For example, this assemblyman, Jesse Gabriel, has been publicly endorsed by Planned Parenthood. The public affairs and communication manager said Planned Parenthood is proud to endorse Jesse Gabriel for state assembly. Jesse has a long record of standing up for those most in need. We know that he will be a strong partner in protecting women's health and ensuring access to vital services, including life-saving cancer screenings, birth control, and STD testing and treatment. And of course, we know that Planned Parenthood, is their main mission is abortion, as well as Planned Parenthood has given him $4,400 in a contribution. So I think
for
there's
his 2018
yeah,
campaign.
Yeah, I bet there's a bit of a conflict here.
So it's no surprise when you see their Attorney General, Becerra, who also receives campaign contributions, their former Attorney General, Kamala Harris, who's now a United States Senator, who also was in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. And then they come out and they promote this radical amendment or bill that tries to force people to promote abortion. So what California started last year was requiring the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline to be placed on the back of student ID cards for any public school, charter, or private schools, grades 7 through 12.
Which is a great idea to have that on there, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know why you would want to, you know, it's a student ID card.
Yeah.
I don't think you ought to be supporting anything and having a phone number on there. Whether it's a good thing, like if you have this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, because now here, where does it go? It leads to abortion. You know, the student ID card is what purpose? to identify the students.
Right.
That they're a student in that school.
For security on campus.
Right. Not to promote these different outside organizations, because then it becomes a selection of the state as it is here. This bill, AB 624, is known as the Pupil and Student Health Bill. And it mandates 5 additional numbers to be printed on either side, including a phone number for a sexual or reproductive health hotline to provide free publicity to Planned Parenthood. This bill goes to the California Assembly Education Committee on March the 27th. And of course, Gabriel received a public endorsement from Sarah Mitchell, the Public Affairs Communications Manager of Planned Parenthood in Los Angeles.
Now let's talk about some examples of what Planned Parenthood would tell these students if they called. If you go on their website, you can look at their online chat website, and they answer questions such as, how does the abortion pill work? What do you do if you forgot to use a condom? And how do I book an appointment? So you see where this is leading. Of course, Planned Parenthood wants these teens to become sexually active, so they in turn will go and have an abortion, and Planned Parenthood makes money off of that.
That's right. And so, you know, these students are carrying around this card, and they have to have it on them, whether they're in private or public school, grades 7 through 12, including now college students. And so they just pull it out of their purse or out of their pocket, and there it is. There's the phone number of Planned Parenthood. And so they call Planned Parenthood. Some of them may not even know what Planned Parenthood does.
Right.
And they call them, and they go to their website because it's being advertised, and they have an online chat. And who knows what else Planned Parenthood tells them. You know what they have been telling them, because we've seen the videos.
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely outrageous. This is not some generic reproductive health, and I use their term only because that's what they use. This is a institution that not only promotes abortion, but even before you get to abortion, they promote a radical view of human sexuality to encourage people to experiment with all kinds of, frankly, dangerous kinds of sexual acts. And if you get pregnant, then, oh, well, we have an opportunity for you here. It's a solution. And it's the real final solution. It's the final solution for that new unborn baby that you're carrying. And for California to force these students to advertise for Planned Parenthood is unconstitutional. I can tell you this. If it passes the committee, if it goes through the House and the Senate, and the governor signs this bill, if it becomes law, we will file suit on behalf of these students, because this is a clear violation, just like what happened, of the First Amendment rights to free speech.
You know, yeah, like you said earlier, you think they would have learned, but obviously not. So this is our time for us to pray. You know, tomorrow this goes to the California Assembly Education Committee. So we as a church need to pray that, you know, God would block this terrible, terrible bill and protect these students, even Christian students.
And you may be listening and you're not from California, and so you think, well, it doesn't affect me. But unfortunately, it does in several ways. First of all, those are young people, and we should be concerned with the well-being of all young people, no matter what state they live in. You know, the preciousness of individual human life does not stop at a state border. God created all of us in His image. And these are young individuals, grades 7 on up, that will be forced to have this propaganda. And you know that there are many young girls and their families that will be negatively impacted by Planned Parenthood being forced to have this number, and they're going to be lured into this abortion mill. But beyond that, California has a way of starting out with these radical pieces of legislation, and then it moves across to other states. As an example, the Change Council law started in California. Now it's in other states. We're litigating to overturn that, and we're hoping to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court on that issue. The requirement that crisis pregnancy centers promote abortion by providing the phone number started in California, went over to Hawaii. And as a result of the Supreme Court decision, that was overturned, and Hawaii was also overturned. This now starts in California. What starts in California, unfortunately, from our experience, Holly, does not stay in California. when other states that are as radical in their legislatures as California see this, they look to how they can implement something similar in their own state. So as Holly said, pray for this situation, that it ultimately does not pass. We want to bring it to your attention because we know that prayer does work miracles. Pray in this particular situation against this bill that it does not make it through the final vote and up to the governor's desk. And pray for Liberty Council, because whether it's on this issue or other issues, we are here standing to defend religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. For more information, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.